Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Just after 7 o'clock here on WGR Sports Radio 550, my name is Brian Cozio, along with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show every Saturday here on WGR, your best spot for local golf talk in Western New York. We appreciate you being with us here on a, unfortunately, gloomy and now snowing Saturday morning.
Listen, we can be like everybody else and complain about the weather, or we cannot. I prefer not.
Okay. Golf and snow is good, I guess, right?
You know what?
You can go fishing in this weather, can't you?
Well, you can. Yes. Yeah. And I probably will.
That's the impression
no,
I got.
No, but, listen, we live in Buffalo. Like, all right. You know, it's a, and to quote my friend Jeff Metis, bless you, it's an outdoor sport.
That's right.
So, you know, they make a lot of, Donald Ross makes a lot of great cold weather gear. Put it on, go out and play.
I always liked the bad weather. I always felt like it was more of a grind. It was, I always liked playing in the wind, the rain, the mud. I like to consider myself a mudder out there. So I always thought when you got on a day like this, you had half the field beat because half the field didn't even want to be out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. I think it makes you concentrate more on contact.
Yeah, and ball flight and control, and maybe your expectations go down a little bit because your powers become more important.
Yeah.
I like it when it's like sunny and 70.
Well, good point. You're wearing shorts.
But that's
you
the
have
point.
A caddy. Yeah.
We all do.
Yes.
Right? Everybody does. Like, this is, it's not great, obviously. I just say, why complain about it? All right. It's Easter weekend. We got a lot of family in town.
That's right. Golf's on TV. We can watch golf on TV.
I mean, our gentlemen here where we're at, they prefer that you come out and play.
Yes,
today,
it's better for business.
For sure.
Yes.
But hey, you can come watch golf here.
That's
today.
Right. They got a beautiful bar here.
Grab a Mick Ultra.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are live here at Diamond Hawk in Cheektowaga, and we're inside their beautiful restaurant. And we're now joined by Fred Zillner, the director of golf operations here. Fred, good morning. Let's turn your mic on. My apologies for not
there's the button.
Turning it on.
There we go.
Okay, Fred. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Thanks for having us.
A pleasure.
That's a pleasure. Right.
Great to have you guys back.
All right.
Fred, you're allowed to complain about the weather.
That's right.
If you want.
I'm complaining a little bit. Yeah, I mean, we've been doing really well. I mean, golf has been super busy every day when it, is nice. And guaranteed, we will have golfers today.
Oh, yeah. Someone will play.
They get out.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, if the course is open, people will be playing as long as that snow does not accumulate. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. They just can't get enough of it. Last night they were playing. It was windy and cold, and that's all right.
I got two words. We call those guys.
What's that?
Married.
Absolutely.
I don't know why I'm laughing so hard at that. I was going to say cart path only.
It is cart path.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't it the best invention, though? Cart path only. So many golf courses have it now, and then you can still play. You can still get carts out. People have to respect it, of course.
That's a big if. Yes.
Yeah. But with the new GPS on the carts, you can pretty much direct them where to go. on days like today.
So, oh, yeah, lock them down, the geofencing, right?
Like, yep, we lock them down. And
what do you mean they can't drive on the green?
And then they learn how to get around it, to circumvent it, yeah.
How come my cart's off?
Yeah.
Let me see where you are.
You're in the middle of the fairway? Yeah. Yeah, you're off.
Well, the interesting thing about, you know, it's great, cart path. Listen, not everybody's able to walk 18 holes for you know,
absolutely,
various, you know, reasons. But I find every time it's cart path only, I feel like I walk more, like in the cart, as opposed to walking, right?
Yeah, because, you know, unless you can accurately hit your golf ball right near the cart path, you're walking a lot. Yeah.
There's some holes I will just aim near the cart path because especially in the back. Especially. I don't want to walk anymore.
Well, a lot of guys here, you know, we make pull carts available. Now, they would rather have a pull cart because just a faster game.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather walk than use cart paths only. Yeah, any time. You know, it is a faster game, yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially when there's two people on a cart, you know, and you're trying to navigate whose ball went where and find it, and it becomes an Easter egg hunt this time of year.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
How's the course? You know, it looks in great shape.
It's in really good shape. The greens are fabulous. It's a little wet. You know, the balls plug here and there. But we were able to, with help of ownership, we were able to get a brand new extra wide roller for the green, so they're tightening up real nice, and they're a little quicker than this time of year normally is. So our superintendent Scott Dunbar does a great job.
I noticed there was some tree removal, particularly number three, the tree in the back right of the green there, to help the airflow and the health.
Yeah, number
of the green.
Two, we got rid of two trees on number two. Basically, they were cottonwoods, and the root growth was going into the green.
Oh, no good.
And, you know, it would eventually kill the green.
Yeah, and we've had the discussion quite a bit about just tree removal, and even though I know people sometimes, to the eyes, think that it's a bad thing, but a lot of times in terms of healthy greens, getting fairways, and, you know, even drier, get the sun, get the wind access to the course.
Absolutely, and we had, on number three, we did have a tree removed on number three as well, but believe it or not, it was in the flight path. So the airport took it down.
Yeah. Oh, well, people are happy to hear their flights coming back into Buffalo Airport.
Amen.
People are stranded.
Amen.
In Florida.
Well, we do a great business with people going in and out of the airport too, and that's one of our draws. We do the Bills alumni tournament here, and they love it because they stay across the street and they pop in and they go home, and that really makes it a little more convenient for a lot of places.
Anybody on a layover?
Yep.
Sweet.
That's you know, cool.
Come play 18 real quick.
And I get a lot of business guys are going to fly out. They'll park their car here. They'll sit at the bar. They'll have lunch, do their work. And then all of a sudden you see them looking at their watch. Oh, my flight's, I got to go.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's definitely a better place to hang. For someone who travels a lot, I mean, there's nice upgrades at the airport, but
this is nicer.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
In the range. It makes the range, you know, viable for somebody. You know, let me hit a few golf balls and that kind of thing. So. And that's really a great, and Jeff, you can jump in on that one. We've made a nice upgrade to our driving range this year, or we're making it. We've got a brand new ball machine, ball washers. Obviously, people don't think about that right away, but, you know, your golf balls, if they're taken care of well, you know, they fly better, blah, blah, blah. But and we have the back of our tee, we're going to be doing turf.
Yeah, 150 feet of custom turf, range turf. Yeah, you can put a tee into it. It's softer to hit off of because we have this panels underneath that disperse the impact and stuff. So, yeah, it'll make it so your season's extended on the range for sure. You have a lot more ability to use that range, and your tee won't get as beat up as it, you know, on busy days and stuff like that. You can, even in the spring when people are taking those huge divots, it's a great time. I don't think Glen Oak opened their regular range till almost June last year. They just kept them on the range, man.
Yep. Well, the nice part is for us, I mean, we've got an enormous bent grass tee. Beautiful. Awesome. Great place to practice.
It's huge tee.
Day like today, you can't play on it. Yep. You're going to take those beaver pelts out. It's just not going to be fun. But when you're on a turf tee, you can hit the golf balls. It doesn't kill your hands like a normal mat would.
Yeah, the old range mats or anything sitting on concrete. Yeah.
Yep. And we can really utilize it, you know, much more. And then, you know, we've added some new features, and, you know, the range, our range is great, you know, not just chipping and putting. I mean, I guarantee before you guys leave, you'll see somebody chipping and putting out there.
Yeah. I think you got a great putting green, by the way.
I was just going to say the really practice facility itself lends itself that, Fred, especially, I mean, where you're located too, the amount of people that work within a 5-minute radius here, they want to even spend their lunch hour coming over here to practice. You guys have such an amazing practice facility. I know you're proud of that.
You know, it's amazing. We do get a lot. Lunchtime, it's, we get the crowd come in, and guys are, you know, Kalspan will come in. And we've got a ton of businesses right on the road. They'll just boop, 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 run over, hit a bucket of balls, and enjoy it that way. And it's great. And we get a lot of range passes so the guys can just come in, hit balls to their heart's content, really.
Can you talk a little bit about
bucket the bucket and burger yeah. lunch special you got going on there?
That's
a bucket of balls with a burger on top
and a beer. Throwing a beer.
For those that haven't been to the practice facility, can you tell everybody about the setup? Because it's unique. Not a lot of places have a two separate greens to practice on. One for chipping and sand play, and one for putting. And
yeah, we have the sand trap. It's all maintained like a regulation trap. It's not like it's an almost bunker where you might get, you know, at some places it's regulation bunker. We've got chipping, and then we've got a separate green for putting, so you don't have to worry about getting interfered with. It's as Kevin was saying, it's a great putting green. It gives you a lot of challenges. It does have some big undulations in it, so you can get ready for the golf course. And all our greens are exactly the same speed, so you know what you're getting when you go out on the golf course.
Yeah, it's a newer facility. You've got the same turf everywhere. I mean, it's, you know, it was done well when it was done, and it's it hasn't over years. You know, greens will start to change and different grasses. Sure. Your greens are monoculture, I would say, right?
Yeah. Well, our greens at the time they were built, Harvest Hill and Diamond Hawk had the same grassing. We use Declaration Bent, which is a brand new strain of bent from Lebanon turf. And the reason we took it here is because it's really disease resistant. Mm. They still get disease. There's no doubt about
it. But less spraying.
But less spraying, less chemicals, you know, the more of the modern way to take care, you know, to have a green. And really, and the same grass is on the greens and the fairways and the tees. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah. Fred Zillner with us, the director of golf operations here at Diamond Hawk, as we are in Cheektowaga, and a beautiful scene for us right now. I know we were complaining about the snow, but it really looks cool here. We're inside their beautiful restaurant, windows everywhere. Get to see, what, one, two, three, four different holes from here?
Bunch of deer.
And yep. We've had some deer coming through, and a really, really pretty spot. Okay, so golf has been good for you guys. We talked a little bit about the course. How about inside here in the restaurant? I know you had said that it was another busy night here yesterday, and
yeah,
plans are for another busy one today. So what has that been like for you here, even as the golf season gets started?
Well, it's been really exciting. Again, you know, Mr. Pittner's here with us. He's one of the new owners of the golf course, and they've kind of let us go wild. You know, golf, you know, we've got to have other opportunities here at golf course. So we focused on the restaurant. We have music three nights a week, live bands. We had Boys of Summer last night, just filled the house. We more nights than not. Unfortunately, if people don't have reservations, they can't get in. We bought an indoor smoker now, so we can smoke turkey and brisket and pulled pork year round.
You smoke rainbow trout.
We do. You bring one by, and we'll get you a smoked rainbow trout.
All right, don't go down that road.
Next one I get, I'm saving for
all right,
you.
All right, very good. But you know, and our chefs do such a great job in here, and our fish fries have just taken off again, and it's funny, I walk around and this place has become alive again. You know, through COVID, you guys see it, it's a beautiful facility, and you know, sometimes it's the five of us sitting here with nothing to do, and now we've breathed life into the place. The thing that bothers us the most is we still get people saying, where's Diamond Hawk? You know, now music people read the paper, they're like, Diamond Hawk, let's search it out. Let's find it. Let's see where we can go. And, you know, you still have to have great food. You've got great drinks. As you can see, the bar is stocked to the max. And it's just really more of a fun adventure here now. You know, lunches, the golfers come in, they enjoy lunch. And we've got a lot more changes coming up.
I want to ask Paul a few questions here in a moment, but I got one more question for you, Fred. It's open to the public.
100%.
Are tee times available? Anybody's like, just kind of explain to the golfer out there, because we still have a lot of new golfers to the game.
Tons.
Through COVID, what the process is like to schedule to come play here at Diamond Hawk.
Well, first of all, go on our website. All our tee times are on the website.
Is that Diamond Hawk?
DiamondHawkGolf.com.
DiamondHawkGolf.com.
Yep. And what they have to do is, you know, we've got a full full website. It'll lead you right to making tee times. You'll put your tee times in. The public has 7 days in advance to make a tee time. When you're a pass holder, here you get 10 days. So that's the big, big advantage.
Can people buy a pass right now, or is that full for the year?
Yep. No, okay. We're pretty close to full, but we still have some openings. But, you know, you come in here, go on the website, make your tee time. If you have a small group that you want to ensure that you're going to get out, call us. My assistant, Tyler Durkin, he sets up all the events. I mean, I'm going to knock on wood. I'm super happy. We've got 34 events, 34 tournaments on the books right now. Mm. Most I've ever done. It's just the time right now. Everybody wants to play golf. So I guess getting back to your point, call us, get a tee time. If you can't get it, if you're having confusion on the website, which is pretty simple, but if you're not technology-based.
No, if you still like talking to people, right?
Call us. Yeah, we do like
to
talk, too.
I'm the guy who calls the help number, and I just scream at the phone, speak to a representative!
Oh, I know. We're press one. You
that
know?
Helps.
Get right to the pro shop. And let me say one thing. If you're having trouble getting through the pro shop, it makes me happy, because that means the phone is ringing off the hook. You know, I got people here all day, every day, and they're happy to talk to you and set a tee time, but if it's busy, call back, because or if you don't get an answer, have to leave a message. We're busy. It's great.
Yep. For those that haven't played the golf course, tell us what are some of your favorite parts, maybe something unique about it that maybe people might not be aware of.
You know, our back nine is really beautiful. We've got a pond. We've got some really interesting holes. We've got, you know, a nice, on the backside, there's a little par three that's not a killer, but it's can be, but it's nice and short. It's just the greens. Our greens, when you get on our greens, they're amazing. They're rolling great. We're rolling on average at 10s in the stump meter. So that's pretty quick for a public golf course and the amount of play we get. It's just, you know, the whole course is an experience. If I was to tell anybody that's coming here for the first time, keep your driver in your bag. You can play this course and not always pull your driver out. You think the hole is long, but it's position, position, position. Number one, you start out right out of the gate. If you hit your shot too far right or too far left, you might not hit the green. Put it in the middle.
What if you can put your driver in the middle?
Well, that's hit your driver.
You know, I always find that there's that little bunker over on the right side that seems to swallow up my drive on one when you use driver.
Yeah.
Two's probably not a driver hole.
A lot of guys, you know, they just love it because it's drivable. Two
it's
is drivable, actually
drivable. But, yeah, if you're not in control of your golf ball, and I want to say 14, or am I thinking 15? 14's a par 5, right?
Yep.
Well, actually, you don't have to hit driver there either.
Yeah.
I played it last October. And I forgot how good the golf course was.
Yep.
It really is. It's an enjoyable play. It's challenging. The greens are great. I want to ask Paul if we could have Paul Bittner, one of the owners here, the mic. Paul, good to see you again.
Nice to see you guys again.
By the way, I want to compliment your parent company. You're wearing on your jacket there.
Thank you.
The store in Lancaster. Those guys are great.
Thank you.
I shouldn't have said that, though. Now I can't get in. But anyhow, so what have you and the group learned over this year of ownership?
It was exciting at first because none of us were golfers, but this is a whole new venture for all of us. And luckily we were enough to get Fred and Scott to stay along because I think they're two of the best in the industry out here, and just kind of let them guide the path of what we were going to do. And we knew that we bought a nice place. It needed a little bit of work. It needed a little bit of help. And that's just we concentrated on getting people in, turning money over, and asking what equipment. It's a golf course first. And we needed to do some improvements to the course itself. We put more sand in the course. We worked on the greens. We bought lots of equipment, rented lots of equipment. We want to make this the nicest, most playable course that there is in Western New York. And I think if we haven't got there yet, we're well on our way.
I would agree. I mean, I've been hearing some outstanding things from people that have played it recently since you guys have taken over and just had said how they think the improvements have been really good. They said the opportunities to play it at a better pace of play, too, has been something I know that they said.
We have cleared out some of the areas to make it a little easier to find your ball. You know, nothing frustrates me as a golfer more than hitting the ball into a heather somewhere and watching 20 people looking for your ball, and you know, 10 minutes later, you'd throw one out somewhere and just do that to begin with. But
yeah, you know, it sounds like from what Fred is mentioning with the restaurant here and with the play, the community has really supported you guys.
They have. And one of the frustrating things for us is how many people come in here and say, geez, we thought this was private. And that's the word we've been trying to get out. This is a public venue, and we do sell memberships, but it's not a private place. And with the different music events we've had in the restaurant, the food we've got here, which is very, very good, we keep seeing new faces. And, wow, I didn't know this place was like this. I didn't know it was this nice in here. And we got people that came in for music that are playing golf now, and we had golfers that are coming and bringing their families in for dinner and listening to music. They're bringing friends in, and little by little it's grown, and we're really happy. And you know, we do a lot of community events here, a lot of fundraisers, and we want to be part of the community. And I think in 1 year, you said, I think Unleashing Fred and Company here, we've gone a long way, and it's fun. I like to see people come in here have fun. I mean, really, it's enjoyable.
Golf's supposed to be fun, yes.
Mm-hmm. Does Scott let you take?
No.
Like, okay. No, I was going to say, hey, Scott, can I borrow the green mower for the backyard this week?
I was going to say, does Scott let you walk in the grass? Or
their job's to protect the turf, yes.
Yeah. What's been the biggest surprise, I guess? Besides people thinking it's private.
I think the biggest surprise to me was watching a day like this. There will be people here. And watching what a avid golf group this is out here in Western New York. I mean, it's amazing what happens out here. And the welcomeness that we've had from the community as well. I mean, it really feels good. People thank us. Every time I'm here, people thank us for what we've done. And, you know, last year in particular when we came in, it was just a groundswell of gratitude that we were putting money into it. And like I said, the staff we have here is fantastic. And that's been a surprise. I mean, to me, it's just the group, the number of people that now walk in the door. And I said, running a golf course? I don't run a golf course. That's Fred and Scott's job. We just sit back and watch.
I think what's great about Western New York in general, and this doesn't have to be a golf course to say this, is that if there is local ownership that look like they are invested in Western New York and their facility, their business, their people, then you're going to get support. And I think that's probably something we could say about anything here. That's what's great about living here, right?
Yep, it is. And I think you'll find one of us here most of the time. Not that we've got to watch what's going on with the staff, but we like to be here. We like to see what's going on and talk to the people and understand what could we do different or what needs to be better. And it's not an overwhelming challenge. It's been fun. I have to say it's been fun.
So all the friends who said to you guys are nuts, yes. Crazy, buying, are probably saying, hey, I was rooting for you the whole time. Glad it's going well.
Well, that's a good move. Yeah. It's amazing. The funnest part is how many people say, yeah, we were going to buy that place. And I said, yeah, but you didn't.
There you go. Very key there.
Well, it's nice.
Yeah. Congratulations on the success of it.
Thank you.
And, yeah. And keep it going.
Where are we playing at it? We more coming. We said Fred said we got the driving range change coming. We have more equipment we'll be getting. We're going to keep moving along and doing things. We're going to put an outdoor stage out here.
Sweet, yeah. Nice,
very cool. Fred, before we take a break here, can you want to get contact information if people want to contact you about hosting an event? I know we have diamondhawkgolf.com for tee times for the public, but if they want to contact you about maybe bringing their charitable event or a business outing or something like
that'd be great. You know, just my email is fzillner, Z-I-L-L-N-E-R, at diamondhawkgolf.com. You can call the pro shop. My line is number 2. It's 716-651-0700. They can always call here anytime. They can talk to one of the pro shop attendants, and they will get the information myself or Tyler, and call soon because we do not have many dates left. We do not. I mean, I may have 3 dates for the summer left, if that.
Wow.
We are so lucky that we. I mean, if you looked at our schedule for July and August, it's crazy.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
That's great.
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah. Yep.
And if you're listening and you're like, again, where is Diamond Hawk? Because that's what Paul said, right? Where is it sometimes? Or is
it's right off of Genesee.
It's right off Genesee, 255 Sonwell.
Right. Yep. Right if you pass the airport, take a right,
right there.
On Sonwell Drive. Head back. It's on your left. Can't miss it.
After you have breakfast at the Olympic, come on down here.
Yeah, if you're coming... will be east on Genesee.
Well, there's a sign there, too. Yeah,
I know, but
yeah.
I was going to say, if you hit the Olympic, you've gone too far.
Correct. Yes.
And if you're coming from Lancaster, Clarence, that direction, then you would make a left on Sonic.
That, there you go. That's if you see, you know, the Porsche repair place, that's Jeff's Porsche. Yeah. Up front.
They're always in the shop, I
yes.
swear.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have a dozen of them. Usually the odds are one of them's in there.
Good point. Yeah. But they're all vintage.
Just tell my kids, I always wanted one of those, but I had you.
That's right. Could have multiple cars. Yes.
DiamondHawkGolf.com is the website. Check it out. You can make your tea time there. And come on in and have lunch or dinner in here as well in this beautiful restaurant where we are right now. Awesome. Brett, Paul, thank you so much for
thanks,
for
guys.
Having us
we appreciate it. Always a pleasure having you guys here.
Awesome. Okay, we'll take a quick time out here on Tee to Green. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about club fitting. Pat Phillips, the PGA Pro from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Club, going to join us on the line. We also got to get in our thoughts on what happened at the final at the end of the Masters with Scottie Scheffler. Pulled it out. That's right.
Seven putted in one.
Seven putted in one? No. The 18.
I would do it just for fun. Yeah, just keep looking at it.
Yeah, it was cool.
And our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Jeff will get you ready on your game. We got the PGA Tour leaderboard coming up, Champions Tour report, LPGA report, all still to get here as we still got over 30 minutes on our show. Sit back, relax. Hope you're having a great Saturday. We're here at Diamond Hawk in Cheektowaga, and we'll be back with more in just a moment right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
All right, it is time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard as we welcome you back here to Diamond Hawk Golf Course here. Tee to Green with you, Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. I want to thank the guys from Diamond Hawk for joining us last segment. Great facility. We're really happy to be here, and great to hear that things are going well for them. Check out their website, DiamondHawkGolf.com. All right, PGA Tour leaderboard. They are at the RBC Heritage this week. Hilton Head, South Carolina, Harbortown. Patrick Cantlay birdied his last four holes yesterday, 15, 16, 17, 18. He's got a two-shot lead over Robert Streb right now. So Cantlay's at -9, Robert Streb at -7, and then a host of golfers at -6. Five golfers, including Cameron Young, who's had a pretty nice start to his season. Joaquin Niemann, who played with Tiger Woods at the Masters last week. He, Jordan Spieth, Matt Kuchar, some others at 5 under par. So,
my guy's 4 under. My pick this week, Corey Connors, is at 4 under.
We're going to get to your pick from last week in a minute, but let's go to the LPGA leaderboard next.
Yeah, what a place they're at. They're in Oahu right now, Hawaii, at the Lott Championship. And in the lead right now, H.J. Kim, she is in the lead 10 under par, and that's through three rounds. They're in Hawaii, so three rounds of golf, so final rounds today. Brianna Doe and Hinaku Shibuno are 7 under par. That's three back. And then a couple of names at 6 under, Somi Lee and Stephanie Meadow are 4 back at 6 under par. Name that you hear a lot on the leaderboards, Arya Jatanagarn is 5 back at 5 under.
And it's time for the Champions Tour report. Brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. There is no senior event this week. The Club Corp Classic is coming up in a couple weeks, and we know John Daly has already committed to that.
Yep, looking forward to seeing that. That'll be 2 weeks from now on the Champions Tour. And before we bring in Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges, we should do a leaderboard update on our Fantasy Golf League, by the way. If you want to get in on it, go to our Tee to Green Twitter handle at TDG Buffalo. It's pinned at the top there, how you can still sign in. Three people out of 118 entries picked Scottie Scheffler. One of them sitting at the table here right now. Who's Kevin T2G?
That would be me.
Ah. Yes.
Kevin Listen, Sylvester. It wasn't a bold prediction.
No.
I just picked the hottest golfer on the planet. With the two best players this year were in the mix there. Scottie Scheffler. I was off by just a bit, by the way, final group, you may remember. On the show, I predicted to be Scheffler and M. M was penultimate. But Cameron Smith in there.
Two others, Kevin G and Otter 2424.
Oh, Otter, yeah.
That's right.
Otter. Loved him in Animal House.
These three people picked Scottie Scheffler. So congratulations. If you're not in our fantasy league, you can get in. Again, go to our Twitter handle at T2GBuffalo, and you can sign up there. It's free. We give away monthly prizes.
But I know Pat's hanging on the line. But don't freak out on the putting thing from Scheffler in 18. Like, he finally realized the moment. He got caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
You're walking up that hill in 18, realizing your life is going to change.
And you got a huge lead.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you're going to win the Masters. Like, that's the stuff everyone dreams of, and it all happened so rapidly for him. And I thought it was great. Very revealing. Like, his wife, he was in tears before the round because he didn't feel he was ready for it. Like, that's how much that means. Pretty incredible stuff.
I agree. All right, let's bring in Pat Phillips, the PGA Pro from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Pat, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We're great. What did you think of the end of the Masters there and Scottie Scheffler winning?
Well, it was kind of his after Friday. I thought, you know, he had such a big lead and. There hadn't been too many people with the five-stroke lead after two rounds that hadn't won. So he had everything going on, so it looked like he was going to win it after Friday.
Yeah, it certainly did, Pat. I mean, and, you know, as someone who teaches the swing, it hasn't been a whole lot of change in his golf swing over the years. I credit a little bit of the psychology, having Teddy Scott on the bag. How about you?
Yeah, I believe that, too. It kind of reined him in a little bit there, you know, because he has kind of a unique swing, right? I mean, his footwork that he has goes into there, it's a little different, and it's probably not something anybody would teach, but it's something that works for him, and he swings his swing.
Pat Phillips here from Woods to Wedges, one of our presenting sponsors here on Tee to Green on WGR. All right, Pat, let's talk a little bit about how Woods to Wedges is going to start this golf season. I know you guys have been jamming all through the winter and the spring. For those that maybe don't know about Woods to Wedges, we always like to do this with our new audience, possibly. Pat, tell everybody a little bit about what you and the rest of the staff over at Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Dome do.
Well, what we do is we do a ton of club fittings, and we do lessons, and we have our coaching program that we do in there. And, you know, and Donna's been doing... Donna Henrich has been doing her repair. She's been doing that for 40 years, you know, so she's been doing that to how it kind of originated, and then we just kind of keep growing and growing, and this is our busiest season, you know. Most of the clubs and everybody, they get ramped up, and they're busiest in the middle of summer, and this is the time when we're busy, when everybody's looking to get some new clubs and tune up the swing before they get out there.
How important do you think club fitting is? Do people value it enough? Obviously, you guys value it in terms of what you do there. What can it do for someone's golf game and improving their score?
Yeah, it's a huge deal, and it doesn't matter what level you're at. You know, you need to have the right equipment. Mainly, you need to get, for a driver specifically, you need to get the right weight and flex shaft or the right loft, you know. As we use our TrackMan to do all our fittings with, we could get all the numbers, and if we can get everything optimized, if you get the right spin, you get the right launch angle, you know, you can get the most out of your club head speed, whatever you have, you know. So it is important, you know, and there is a difference between club to club, and it's kind of cool when you see somebody get into the right equipment and they gain 20 or 30 yards off their current driver. And even our irons, we've gotten people 10, 15 yards extra with their irons. If you hadn't had your irons fit in a while, you know, there's a lot of technology that's come out, and these clubs really, if you're looking for more distance and direction, you know, dispersion-wise, it really helps.
Yeah, I was going to ask, Pat, you know, give an idea of someone, you said a while. Can you give us, you know, how many years, like, have you been, you know, if you haven't had new irons or a new driver in X amount of years, you really better call Woods to Wedges to get fit.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking like, you know, 5 years ago, I mean, there's been a lot of technologies since then, you know. But for sure, if it's been 10 years, you're really losing out, you know. And it's funny when we get people coming in that they're still playing the Ping I2s, and they're like, you know, that was a club that was ahead of its time when it came out. But, you know, you're really losing out on a lot of forgiveness and distance if you're playing something like that. Or
I use those in Florida, by the way. about a month ago with my stepfather, and yes, the distance was probably about 2, maybe 3 clubs. It was incredible.
Yeah. Well, the lofts are so much stronger now with the newer equipment. So it just goes farther. Everything goes so much farther now. And if your club head speed is waned off a little bit, you know, if you're getting a little bit older, maybe you got to stop using the stiff shafts. Maybe you need a regular, or even the graphite. Some of the graphite shafts are so stable now and perform as good or even better than some of the steel shafts. So, you know, those are all things that we kind of look at when you come to us.
Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Dome. Woods to Wedges has been a part of our Tee to Green show since we've been going, right?
Yes.
Donna and Pat and Kevin and everybody over there just do such a great job. We would encourage you to go there for if you need just something as simple as getting new grips to start the season, which you should, by the way. You can head on over there and they'll take care of you. Pat, you've got a new coaching program. I know something that you're really excited about, using some new technology. So what's that all about?
Yeah, we kind of revamped our whole approach to instruction. We're out of the quick fix business. You know, it doesn't work. You know, we used to do a lot of like single lessons, one-off lessons, and three packs of lessons. And so the minimum we do now is really like a five pack of lessons. And we've really trying to encourage people to get into our coaching program where it's you know, we got 3 month programs, 6 months, 9 months, or even a year long program. And how we get people into this is we start everybody out when they come to us with, we call it a new student assessment. And when we do with that, it takes like an hour. It's basically an hour or less. We're evaluating everything about your swing. And then we kind of break it down of, you know, what we think you need to improve all this stuff. And when you break it down like that and you look at, you know, maybe your sequence is off, the weight shift is off, the plane, you know, it could be anywhere from 30 to 40 hours of instruction that we would estimate that you would need. And when you look at it that way, then you realize that you really need a little bit more help than just, you know, one lesson or five lessons at a time, you know. And then we kind of try to get somebody to commit to a specific day and time. So when you're committed to that, every week, come in once a week for us, then we seem to get a little bit better results out of the student. And one of the things that we use with the coaching program is we just started using KVS, which is a 3D sensors that we strap on your body, and it kind of measures all your body angles. You know, it'll let us know if you're moving too much with your hips, not enough with your hips, too much with your upper body, and it really helps get the student to feel the motions and the positions that you should be in. And I know when we were training on it, I was pretty sore the next day because I'm thinking to myself, I don't do these things, you know. But it was a great way to kind of feel that, where it's very difficult as any instructor to get somebody to feel what it should be like at impact or at the top of the swing even, you know. So we're excited about that, and it seems really be helping our students. We got a lot of people taking advantage of it right now. And we're really excited about it.
That's awesome. Pat, what is the best way for those that, besides popping into Woods to Wedges, about setting up a fitting, setting up a lesson, setting up part of that teaching program, what's the best number, website? Well, how can they get the information?
Yeah, you can call the shop. It's 632-3021. And, you know, anybody that answers the phone at Woods to Wedges there could get you squared away, set up for your new student assessment, and we can get you going down the path of improving your game. You know, it does take time. You know, it takes a lot more time than a lot of people want to believe it does, you know. I think the National Golf Foundation came up with this. To drop your handicap by 7 strokes, you need a year of working on it and getting instruction and practicing, too, between those. You know, it's not just about getting the lesson. You know, if you just came and got a lesson once a week and did nothing else, you're probably not going to improve very, very quickly. So we try to encourage that, and we're trying to, you know, teach people how to practice in between those, too. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, if you go to the driving range, we just see people whacking ball after ball, and that was not any plan of getting better. You know, we call it rake and hit, and right. That doesn't really help anybody, you know.
Well, Pat, we really appreciate you coming in on. Woods2WedgesBuffalo.com is the website, or you can give him a call again at the Whirly Golf Dome in Williamsville, 632-3021. Pat, thanks as always for supporting us here at Tee to Green. Good luck. We are glad to hear that business is great for you guys, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay, great. Pat Phillips, Woods to Wedges, inside the dome. I know, Jeff, every year when you got your grips getting redone, you take them right over to Donna there.
Yeah, no one touches my clubs but Woods to Wedges, to be honest. Yeah, Donna's been doing my clubs since I've been 10 years old, I think, and they're the best at it. Pat's a passionate PGA professional. You can tell by the way he discusses it, and I'd love to have him fit me up.
Yep, no doubt. All right, let's get another thought or two here on Scheffler's win. He's got 4 wins already. I mean,
guy's on a heater, man.
He's probably got PGA Tour Player of the Year almost in the bag already here. For a guy to win 4 times already.
Yes, he does.
And his player bio says his favorite course to play is Southern Hills. That's the next major, the PGA Championship in May. So he'll be feeling good going there.
I can tell you he's playing this coming week in New Orleans at the Zurich Classic. I'll be there for that. He's partnering with Ryan Palmer, who won that with Jon Rahm. So we'll see if it continues in the team event for Scottie Scheffler.
The cool thing, did you see the stat? How many people have won 4 events and a major and a World Golf Championship in 1 year?
It's like, just 2 people, right?
Yeah, there's 2 people, and 8 of them are Tiger.
And the 9th is Scheffler.
And 9th is Scheffler, and he's still got 3/4 of the season or half the season yet to play.
Well, things are different now. He's the Masters champion. And so now when he shows up, you know, before, listen, there's some people that had really, you know, hardcore golfers, people, you know, they know Scottie Scheffler. But now, every tournament, Scottie Scheffler's a draw now.
And he gets different tee times now, doesn't he, Kev?
Well, he's getting them anyway, but yeah, absolutely not.
Because his world ranking?
Yeah. He's a major champion, number 1 in the world. And, you know, this is a lot to put on. What, he's 25?
He's not getting paired with Monday qualifiers, is he?
No, he hadn't been in the last year anyways, but I'm just saying, the guy's 20. I mean, he should talk to Jordan Spieth, actually.
Good point.
And they're both Longhorns, on how to handle all this.
Yeah, and a lot of people want to look at his footwork, you know, and say that he's, I don't see too many problems with it. It looks just like Norman's footwork back in the day.
Well, Jon Rahm said there's no way you could try to teach it. His footwork's a little different.
It would be tough to teach, but it's not technically not sound the way his feet are working.
Somebody was asking me this week when I was, I don't know if it was on GR with one of the hosts or whatever, like, hey, is this the best start to a golf season anybody's had? So it's really good.
Tiger, though.
But here's Tiger in the year 2000.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always Tiger.
Yeah, well, this is amazing. I remember this.
Tiger in 2000 played in 22 events, 10 wins. I mean, he's almost at a 50% clip, almost right. Winning there. So 10 wins in 22 events.
We know he didn't miss cuts.
He had 4 second-place finishes. So now,
wow,
that's 14 of 22. You're in the first or second. 2 more thirds. 6, and then, so 16 of 22, he finished in the top 3. The worst, he made every cut out of his 22 events. The worst he finished was tied for 23rd. He only had 3 of 22 where he was outside the top 10. So 19 of 22, he finished in the top 10 with 10 wins, 4 seconds, 2/3 in 22 events. That's Tiger in 2000. Yeah. So, yes, Scheffler's having an amazing year, but
I'm going to bet Scheffler's
before
still
you
made,
start thinking no. It's the greatest year ever, whoa, go right to Tiger 2000.
Well, you can always go to Tiger.
and I'm going to bet in these 4 wins, Scheffler's made more money in these 4 wins than Tiger Well, did in those, those 22, right?
He definitely did. Yeah. Pots, Tiger raised
and
those
purses. Guess who Scotty has to thank for the pots being up? Is Tiger.
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay, timeout here from Diamond Hawk. We've got a good final segment here to come. We'll look ahead to what's next on the PGA Tour. We'll also get Jeff's Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. That and more. Coming up, Tee to Green, rolling on from Diamond Hawk Golf Course here in Cheektowaga with PGA Pro Jeff Metis, Kevin Sylvester, Zach Jones producing back in our Amherst studios. I'm Brian Colziel. More Tee to Green from Diamond Hawk after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Listen up, golfers. It's time for our Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
We're back on Tee to Green, live at Diamond Hawk Golf Course here in Cheektowaga. We're inside their beautiful restaurant, and we appreciate everybody waking up with us here on a Saturday morning. It is time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Well, Jeff, we're unfortunately watching some snowflakes come down here.
Not a little snow, either.
Yeah, it's heavier now.
Yes.
All right, if you're going to play golf this weekend or this upcoming week, you may encounter a soft lie.
Yep.
How do you make the best contact there is our tip of the week.
So in the spring, you'll tend to get, you know, where the club will want to dig. Typically, what I try to do when it's wet and smushy like this is, first, the most important thing is to make really clean contact. So I'll do a couple things. One, I might shorten up on the grip a little bit. I might take a half inch off on the grip a little bit. Just to, if you want to err, you want to err to hitting it on the thin side as opposed to the fat side. And I'll move my ball back in my stance another half inch or so just to make sure I get that good clean contact. And I'm always going to be working on rotating through to the front side. So a lot of fat shots come when people hang on their back foot. So I'm going to move the ball back, choke up a little bit, make sure I'm rotating towards my forward foot. And lastly, I'm going to get a little shallower with my impact. So my club's going to come in less straight towards the ground and more parallel to the ground, more of a sweeping motion, trying to take a real skinny divot. Yeah, so any divot I take, I want to make sure it's after the ball. I want the club to bottom out after the ball, so I do everything I can to do that. And I try to come in not as steep with a shallower, skinnier divot. And then rhythm, always focusing on solid, solid contact. I try to visualize where on the club face my ball is going to impact.
All right, good advice there from Jeff. You can always get all good tips from pros across Western New York. Go to WNYPGA.com, or if you want to get your son or your daughter or yourself involved in the game, it's a great place to start at their website. All right, couple of final thoughts here before we wrap up from Diamond Hawk. First, Tiger, of course, didn't wear the Nike shoes last week. Apparently, a study was done on this. They said the swing to FootJoy was a $10 million boost and a loss of $3.2 million for Nike with Tiger wearing the different shoes last week.
He has an impact on the game, doesn't he? And the business.
Yes. How about this? McIlroy, of course, makes an incredible shot on 18, shoots a 64, ties the lowest round ever in Masters history. McIlroy, since his last major win in the PGA of 2014, he's 35 over in first rounds, Kev. In rounds 2, 3, and 4, he's 68 under.
Yeah.
Round 1 is killing Rory in the majors.
Well, it has been, but you know what? I loved what happened there at the end. I love seeing his joy from holing out from the bunker. He played his best final round at the Masters ever, so kind of exorcised that demon. And to see him hugging Colin Morikawa after he made his... I mean, what a moment, right? You never see that. That was fantastic.
Unadulterated joy on the golf course.
And someone,
is great.
He's celebrating finishing second. Shut up. That was a great moment in golf.
I agree.
Unfortunately, we saw it taped.
I know.
Yeah.
Yep. That was... We don't have time for that.
All right.
Tip of the cap this week to LPGA founder and Hall of Famer Shirley Spork. She passed away at the age of 94, but obviously great contributions to the ladies' game founding the LPGA. So really cool there.
Yep.
Let's finish with Morgan Hoffman. Kev, a really, really interesting story. He comes back to the PGA Tour this week and is playing in the event at the RBC Heritage.
Yeah, he missed the cut, but just not by much. He felt like he belonged back out there. Muscular dystrophy.
He was diagnosed with MD in 2017.
Right.
He's had some interesting paths.
He went to the jungle in South America. And it was eating like I don't know, some crazy number of grapes per day.
A lot of yoga.
A lot of, yeah, just all this other stuff, holistic stuff that that seemed to have healed them.
Yep.
So
that's good.
It's a pretty amazing story. You can read about it in Golf. I think it's Golf or Golf Digest, one of the
two. Yeah, good story, Morgan Hoffman. So, all right, don't forget, every week, Jeff Blank, one of our Tee to Green contributors, puts out his picks. He's been doing pretty well. Check those out on Twitter and Facebook. And Twitter and Instagram at T2GBuffalo. Alex Brown, one of our other contributors, has an article up on our new website, T2GreenRadio.com, about all the public golf courses that are opening up here for 2022. So check out those from Jeff and Alex.
Yes, I was going to say T2GreenRadio.com. T2GreenRadio.com.
It's a nice site.
I like it.
It's our new site. It looks, check it out.
We actually look pretty good in these pictures, Kev. So it's amazing. The website is worth every penny.
There's better. Some filter there. I'm
thinking. Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah.
Is that the skinny filter?
It's not skinny enough.
I'm like, geez. I look pretty ripped in that picture. That's not what it looks like in the mirror, but all right.
It's called Photoshop, fellas. I put our heads on different bodies.
Thank you. Thank you, by the way.
Perfect work. All right. We'll wrap things up here from Diamond Hawk. I want to thank Fred Zillner and one of the owners, Paul Pittman, joining us as well here from Diamond Hawk. And again, you want to make a tee time, diamondhawkgolf.com, or you can contact Fred here if you want to bring your event. And Kev, great job. We will chat from you next week. You'll be at the Zurich Classic.
I'll be at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Look, I haven't been there in a while, so I'm looking forward to heading back. And the last time it wasn't a team event, so it's, you know, you've got two rounds of four ball, two rounds of alternate shot.
In great city.
That's right. Jeff, have a good weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching some golf.
Zach, have a great weekend back in our studios. For Kevin, Jeff, I'm Brian. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green every Saturday here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
We're back on Tee to Green, live at Diamond Hawk Golf Course here in Cheektowaga. We're inside their beautiful restaurant, and we appreciate everybody waking up with us here on a Saturday morning. It is time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Well, Jeff, we're unfortunately watching some snowflakes come down here.
Not a little snow either.
Yeah, it's heavier now.
Yes.
All right, if you're going to play golf this weekend or this upcoming week, you may encounter a soft lie.
Yep.
How do you make the best contact there is our tip of the week.
So in the spring, you'll tend to get, you know, where the club will want to dig. Typically, what I try to do when it's wet and smushy like this is, first, the most important thing is to make really clean contact. So I'll do a couple things. One, I might shorten up on the grip a little bit. I might take a half inch off on the grip a little bit. Just to, if you want to err, you want to err to hitting it on the thin side as opposed to the fat side. And I'll move my ball back in my stance another half inch or so just to make sure I get that good clean contact. And I'm always going to be working on rotating through to the front side. So a lot of fat shots come when people hang on their back foot. So I'm going to move the ball back, choke up a little bit, make sure I'm rotating towards my forward foot. And lastly, I'm going to get a little shallower with my impact. So my club's going to come in less straight towards the ground and more parallel to the ground, more of a sweeping motion, trying to take a real skinny divot. Yeah, so any divot I take, I want to make sure it's after the ball. I want the club to bottom out after the ball, so I do everything I can to do that. And I try to come in not as steep with a shallower, skinnier divot. And then rhythm, always focusing on solid, solid contact. I try to visualize where on the club face my ball is going to impact.
All right, good advice there from Jeff. You can always get all good tips from pros across Western New York. Go to WNYPGA.com, or if you want to get your son or your daughter or yourself involved in the game, it's a great place to start at their website. All right, couple of final thoughts here before we wrap up from Diamond Hawk. First, Tiger, of course, didn't wear the Nike shoes last week. Apparently, a study was done on this. They said the swing to FootJoy was a $10 million boost and a loss of $3.2 million for Nike with Tiger wearing the different shoes last week.
He has an impact on the game, doesn't he? And the business.
Yes. How about this? McIlroy, of course, makes an incredible shot on 18, shoots a 64, ties the lowest round ever in Masters history. McIlroy, since his last major win in the PGA of 2014, he's 35 over in first rounds, Kev. In rounds 2, 3, and 4, he's 68 under.
Yeah.
Round 1 is killing Rory in the majors.
Well, it has been, but you know what? I loved what happened there at the end. I love seeing his joy from holing out from the bunker. He played his best final round at the Masters ever, so kind of exorcised that demon. And to see him hugging Colin Morikawa after he made his... I mean, what a moment, right? You never see that. That was fantastic.
Unadulterated joy on the golf course
someone,
is great.
And someone, he's celebrating finishing second. Shut up. That was a great moment in golf.
I agree.
Unfortunately, we saw it taped.
I know.
Yeah.
Yep. That was... We don't have time for that.
All right.
Tip of the cap this week to LPGA founder and Hall of Famer Shirley Spork. She passed away at the age of 94, but obviously great contributions to the ladies' game founding the LPGA. So really cool there.
Yep.
Let's finish with Morgan Hoffman. Kev, a really, really interesting story. He comes back to the PGA Tour this week and is playing in the event at the RBC Heritage.
He missed the cut, but just not by much. He felt like he belonged back out there. Muscular dystrophy.
He was diagnosed with MD in 2017.
Right.
He's had some interesting paths.
Well, he went to the jungle in South America. And it was eating like, I don't know, some crazy number of grapes per day.
A lot of yoga.
Just all this other stuff, holistic stuff that that seemed to have healed him.
Yep.
So
that's good.
It's a pretty amazing story. You can read about it in Golf. I think it's Golf or Golf Digest, one of the two.
Yeah, good story, Morgan Hoffman. So, all right. Don't forget, every week, Jeff Blank, one of our Tee to Green contributors, puts out his picks. He's been doing pretty well. Check those out on Twitter and Facebook. And Twitter and Instagram at T2GBuffalo. Alex Brown, one of our other contributors, has an article up on our new website, T2GreenRadio.com, about all the public golf courses that are opening up here for 2022. So check out those from Jeff and Alex.
Yes, I was going to say T2GreenRadio.com. T2GreenRadio.com.
It's a nice site.
I like it.
It's our new site. Check it out.
We actually look pretty good in these pictures, Kev.
So it's amazing.
The website is worth every penny.
There's some filter there, I'm thinking.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah.
Is that the skinny filter?
Yeah. It's not skinny enough.
I'm like, geez. I look pretty ripped in that picture. That's not what it looks like in the mirror, but all right.
It's called Photoshop, fellas. I put our heads on different bodies.
Thank you. Thank you, by the way.
Perfect work. All right. We'll wrap things up here from Diamond Hawk. Want to thank Fred Zillner and one of the owners, Paul Pittman, joining us as well here from Diamond Hawk. And again, you want to make a tee time, diamondhawkgolf.com, or you can contact Fred here if you want to bring your event. And Kev, great job. We will chat from you next week. You'll be at the Zurich Classic.
I'll be at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Look, I haven't been there in a while, so I'm looking forward to heading back. And the last time it wasn't a team event, so it's, you know, you've got you got two rounds of four ball, two rounds of alternate shot.
And great city.
That's right. Jeff, have a good weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching some golf.
Zach, have a great weekend back in our studios. For Kevin, Jeff, I'm Brian. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green every Saturday here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.